Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to 5150, where all the craziness happens. This is your host, Alexa. Guys, I started to think about it. I know this is old news. Been known. But Britney Spears, I don't think that's her on the Instagram, okay? I really don't think that that's her because a while back, she was in an interview. And she was talking about, actually, you know what? I don't know. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Because I know that she said that I have this friend that looks like me, and sometimes she pretends to be me. So I'm like, is this girl really on? Is that the girl that's on Instagram?
Okay, y'all, she really didn't say any of that, but let me be real. She had like a song called Mona Lisa that came out, and she was talking about being cloned and shit. So, yep. Sorry, I misquoted.
And all that, making those videos, and then like Britney Spears is actually like blossoming and like living her life, or it could be the other way around. I really hope it's not the other way around because Miss Ma'am deserves it. Okay, Miss Ma'am deserves it. Because do y'all remember Britney Spears in like the 90s and early 2000s when she's like, Chucks, keep me now. She's like popping her hip out, like, yeah, with the little headset mic. Yeah, she was getting it. Pop it, girl. Yeah. Getting swords. Period. I love her. I miss her. But like at the same time, girl, live your best freaking life. Live your best life. And then she was at the Kardashians' house and she's like, God, yeah, see. And it's I don't know. I don't think that's her. I think they're just being like, oh my God, Britney. Because she has somebody else impersonating her. You know, to protect her privacy. Because we love and respect privacy queen. We love to hear it. We love to see it. But like Britney Spears, guys, do y'all not remember when she was in like a whole bunch of movies as like a quick little like cameo? Like Austin Powers, she was in there like with Beyonce. She was just in there popping it.
Is it true what they say about you?
But yeah, guys, any hoosers. Sorry, I just wanted to like quickly talk about that. I know it's old news and I know everybody had an opinion about it, this and this and that, but it's some real life drama. Oh my goodness, I thought my. Don't y'all hate it whenever y'all forget to turn your flash off? Like you'll have your flash on for something and then you forget to turn it off and then boom, phone dies and you're like, hey, shit. Why you gotta do that to me? I know, I hate that too. It's so right. But like, okay. Let's talk about it. But like the Britney Spears impersonator or like double essentially. Like where is she from? Like who is she? I want to know more about her. But also I know they're very like hush hush because it's like, girl, you're supposed to be filling in for me. Like she's supposed to be filling in for Britney. Love her. Love that queen. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go to Instagram, go to literally a whole bunch of social medias, and boom, find it. But you know who reminds me of Britney Spears is Tate McRae. Tate McRae is giving very much a Britney Spears, very much, you know, pop, lock, and drop it. And not the song, the action. You know what I'm saying? Like Tate McRae is so like bam, bam. Yeah. And she does not. Actually, I don't know because I haven't really seen that many performances of her, but I've seen enough to like know the vibe and like see what she's doing. But also at the same time, I get it. Like her little singing voice is like a little baby voice. Okay, I get it. But Britney Spears did the same thing. And Britney Spears was on Disney with her normal voice. So what's the difference? Oh, the difference is nowadays everybody want to be hating. There's always going to be haters, even in the early 2000s. There was always haters. There was always somebody that had to say something about somebody. But now it's like, oh my God, she wore those shoes. Canceled. It's like, why are we canceling her? She didn't even say nothing. She didn't even. Guys. I don't know. It's just really icky, the cancel culture. Now, like, I get it when somebody really does something crazy and you're like, oh my God, I get it. I understand at the end of the day is the end of the day. So maybe we should just shut up because are you doing what they're doing? No. So, Tate McRae, keep going, sis. Yeah. And I remember she is, I don't know if she was or is a dancer. I'm so sorry. I keep like smacking my mouth, guys. I know I'm annoying. But like she's a dancer and like she just be pop lock and drop in. And I don't know. I love her. I love her. But I'm not like obsessed or anything like that. But there's a few people on TikTok that are like Tate McRae or Sabrina Carpenter. And I'm always Tate McRae. We love Sabrina Carpenter. Like her music is good and it's very like old school. And her vibe is very much a Barbie doll. But I don't know. I just don't vibe or relate to her that much. And but that's okay because she can still do what she wants to do. Because get it, queen. Get it. Get your bag, perform, and make your art. That's all what it's about. It's just making art at the end of the day. That's all what it is. It's all what it is. But speaking of art, I also have, anyways, so art, I always thought that actors and directors, producers, they all make art. Directors and producers. And writers, let's not ever, ever forget the writers. They write the scripts. But the directors, producers, and writers, they create a show, a movie, even a short film, you know? And then you have these actors bring these characters to life after when the directors, the producers, everybody has a certain vision for these characters, and these actors just bring them to life. You know what I mean? For example, like The Godfather, you had a writer, a director, the producer. Yeah, Francis Ford Coppola was the director. And I'm sure he was like, oh, you know, this character should be this certain way, this and this and that. Same for all of the cast. And then all of the cast came in, auditioned, and then boom, made him come to life. And I think that's art. It's a team effort art rather than somebody just making up a sculpture. Okay, anyways. Sorry, I am straying from what I'm trying to say. But like, I don't know. Maybe people don't look at movies and stuff like that the way that I do. I'm just freaking movie nerd and I just really appreciate art that they make for the viewers. And we pay money. We pay to go to the movie theater, we pay Netflix, we pay for, you know, streaming services, all that. All of that is contributing to their art and especially viewing it. Period. I was gonna snap, but you know, that'd be annoying. So any Hoosiers, we all know and love the movie Avatar. That was released 2009 or 2008, I believe. Hang on one moment. Let me go ahead and give it a goog. Give it a goog. No, I'm not talking about the. Okay, 2009. Okay, 2009, period. And James Cameron is the director. And if y'all have watched the very first one, 2009, yes, did we have good graphics? Did we have, you know, amazing movies? Absolutely. But James Cameron really transformed this world, this aesthetic, this vision that he had, and he just amplified it and made it. I don't know all the technical terminology, if we're being honest, but a lot of it is, well, the whole entire thing, the whole entire, you know, never mind, backtracking again, most of it is computer generated. But he does have the actors with body suits and all these dots on their face and cameras in front of their face. And these actors are acting like, you know, as their character should. And then he's transforming their face, their body language, everything that they had just done, and put it into a computer and make this world that we all believe, you know. When you watch it, you want to believe that that's so real and that's so true. Although he did get inspiration from different cultures. I love that. And you know, just different cultures, different vibes, different places. different regions. There we go. Better word. So, you know, and that world is called Pandora. And I love the storyline. I absolutely was obsessed with Avatar when I was a kid. So much so that I went as an Avatar for Halloween one year. And I remember me and my mom, I was sitting there. I was just eating a little snack before going trick-or-treating because that year Halloween was on a school day. And so I get off from school. I'm like eating a little snack. And my mom just whips her head around and goes, "You ready?" And I'm like, "Ready for what?" And so she spent hours and hours and hours making this, or like not making, but painting on this avatar face that I had going on. I loved it, and I had like a full bodysuit. It was fun. And then she like braided my hair. Oh my God, it was so cute. It was so cute. But anyways, since 2009, they have made a second movie, which is about water, I believe. So the very first movie was about one tribe. The second one, The Way of Water. Yes, it's about the water tribe. And then they have a new movie called Fire and Ash. Now, I have yet to see it. Genuinely, it's out in movie theaters right now. I have yet to see it. Wait, is it still out in movie theaters? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Yes, it is. Sorry, I just need to fact check myself. But yeah, so Fire and Ash, it's out in movie theaters. So all these people are posting on TikTok all these edits and all of these scenes from the movie. Spoiling it for me, but it's okay because I'm gonna watch it anyways. I'm going to watch it anyways. So no worries, no problemo. Huh? But anyways, so I'm watching all these clips and everything like that, and then it goes to like the interviews, and I love a good interview. I'm such a behind the scenes girl. I love looking at behind the scenes. I love looking at just all of that. I want to see how it's made. I want to know. Is it useful information, like on a day-to-day? No. That's just what I'm interested in. And I don't think I'm at fault for that at all. Any Hoosiers. So then, looking at these interviews, and they say Una Chaplin. Una Chaplin. As in Charlie? Charlie Chaplin? So I give it a goog. Una Chaplin is Charlie Chaplin's granddaughter. If you didn't know that, now you do, and that's amazing. I love it. And to me, what I think is absolutely crazy, if you don't know who Charlie Chaplin is, he was a actor in the early 1900s to like 1920s, I believe. Hang on, let me fact check myself. Okay, quick little side note. Anybody that has an iPhone, do y'all have the new iOS? I feel like such a novice using my phone now. Honestly, I'm like beep bop doop bop boop bop, and things just start clicking and this and that. Okay, no, I would say till 1950s. Okay, yeah, till 1950s, period. We love a hardworking actor, but never, he was an actor before he passed away. RIP. That was during the time of them just figuring out sound on movies and, well, on film in general. They were trying to figure out sound. So Charlie Chaplin is a silent film actor. And I love that. I've always been obsessed with Charlie Chaplin. My old theater teacher in high school forced us to watch Charlie Chaplin. And we would have to write a whole essay. I know theater, we're writing essays. But still, he loved Charlie Chaplin, and he always said in his class, if you don't like Charlie Chaplin, you should not be in this class. Period. So Stockholmed, if you will. But genuinely, when I'm watching Charlie Chaplin, that is such an art. Having to act out every single action without saying anything. Love, because I feel like a lot of people now don't really appreciate the beginning of film. I mean, you know what? The more I'm talking, maybe I'm just a movie nerd. But Charlie Chaplin, So, silent film actor, period. And his granddaughter is in the new Avatar. Do y'all not find that crazy? Charlie Chaplin was an actor from the beginning of film. The beginning. And then his granddaughter is in one of the most high-tech movies ever. To this date. To this date. 2026. And I'm sure there's not going to be another movie like that till the end of 2026. That is why I am so certain about that. But even to this date of January 21st, 2026, you know, that's the most high-tech movie ever. And it's just amazing to see the evolution of a family. I know we see evolutions of families of, oh, well, so-and-so's mom, you know, was an actor in the 80s or 70s and whatnot. But Charlie Chaplin, that is the founding father of film, I feel, for actors, for sure. And I don't know, I just think that's so crazy. And she's just so inspiring and like creative because she's like, well, I did this with the character and I wanted to do that and this and that. And James Cameron said, yes. I love, but the royalty in that family of film and the evolution that she's just in one of the most high-tech movies ever. Love, love. And honestly, I don't know anybody that hasn't seen the Avatar movies. I really don't know because all my people love the Avatar movies. Now, there are some people that have watched it and they're like, that's not my vibe. Cool, cool. But they've seen it. They've seen it. So if you haven't seen Avatar, either it's not your cup of tea or you're missing out. Yeah, you're missing out. But another thing that I'm just like, I don't know, is now I know some video games are like this. I know. Oh, sorry. To wrap up my last thought, Una Chaplin, legend. Keep doing your thing, girl. I know she's not watching, nor will she ever, but period, sis. Pop off. Love her. Anyways, so we have Avatar. We have these Avatar movies. But how come video games, I'm not saying all. Don't put me in that category of me saying all. I'm saying some. There are video games that are super high tech and super hyper realistic. Love. But how come the popular ones, like really popular, I mean like Call of Duty, how come they're not to the James Cameron Avatar standard? Not standard, okay, that sounds mean, but like, how come it's not hyper-realistic like that? You know, it is realistic. There's, you know, amazing facial features. And I'm not talking about just Call of Duty. Let's be real. But I'm talking about, you know, I also play Life is Strange. And that's about people. And that's not even hyper-realistic. I want it to be like, we're there. Like, we're living in it. Even though I'm just, you know, sitting behind a screen playing the game. So, yeah. I don't know. I just feel like that. Yeah. Oh, so it is January. It's January, guys. 2026. And the stores have already started selling and putting out Valentine's Day. Now, I have noticed there's some stores that are already having bathing suits out. It's a little early. Not a little, a lot. It's a lot early because we still haven't gotten through winter. Guys, come on now. Anyways. But like, Valentine's Day is out. Appropriate timing. And I know Valentine's Day is supposed to be all like lovey-dovey on your person. On your partner, on your person. But since I was a kid, I've always celebrated Valentine's Day with my girly pops. One year, my friend Leslie and I, we went to go get our nails done for Valentine's Day. We, you know, me and my mom and her friends, we would go out to eat dinner and, you know, like exchange gifts, stuff like that. So I understand why people are like, oh my God, because that's what they want you to do is just be with your loved one or loved ones. But I always do a Galentine's Day. A gal in Tine's Day. Not a gallon. A Galentine's Day. Yeah. Yeah. So this year, I'm finally getting to do one after not being able to get together with the girls for 2 years. For 2 years, I've been deprived. Yeah. And me and the girlies, I'm going over to Leah's house. We're going to put some patches on some jean jackets. Love, love, love. And it's going to be so cute. And then we're just going to kiki, drink, and have a few drinks. I know. If I have not publicly said this, but I don't really drink. I'll have like a drink or two a year. Yeah, a year for sure. But like, that's it. I don't really drink. I don't do that. I don't like feeling out of my body like that. But if I'm just chilling with my homegirl, Leah, and the girlies, and she wants a little drink. My iPad told me that I didn't have any more storage. But anyways, so yeah, if my bestie wants a drink, I'll drink with her. Okay? Okay. But yeah, I don't know. I think everybody needs to do a little Galentine's Day, little vibe. I mean, that's fine if you want to hang out with your partner too, but like, we love a good Galentine's Day. You gotta always hang out with the girls. Hanging out with the girls will literally just transform your whole vibe of being like, oh, yes, girly pops. It's my girly pops. But yeah. All right, y'all. I know. I'm like 2 weeks late on the podcast. I understand that. I know, I know. I'm horrible. But let me tell y'all something. The reason being is because I'm in Texas and I was just getting prepared for the annual freeze that we typically have out here. Oh, my hair was going to choke me. My hair was about to choke me. Okay, anyways. But yeah, so, and if y'all don't know, Texas, we're not prepared or ready. Like, none of our power lines or, like, houses, anything like that is built for ice. Just because it gets really, really hot out here in Texas. So, yeah, so whenever it freezes, you got to prepare. You got to get your non-perishables. You have to do the things you need to do in order to survive, essentially, because people's electricity will go out, people's water will get shut off, just because, say, like, you live in an apartment, sometimes your water will get shut off because the apartment doesn't want to have to deal with the pipes bursting, and stuff like that, and people's pipes burst, and it's just a crazy fiasco over here in Texas. So you have to prepare, you have to make sure you're all good to go. And I just did not recorded. I just did not edit or anything like that because I was getting ready. I was getting ready. This could have gone out. I could half-ass this shit. But what do y'all want? Half-ass or like nice shit to talk about? Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so I was getting all my non-perishables. Everything was all good. Rocking and rolling. This year. Okay, let me tell y'all about it. It was starting to sleet on, so today is Monday. I'm recording on Monday. today is Monday. It started doing its thing Friday night. Anyways, so Friday night, my poor dog Quinn, she was having an anxiety attack because it was sleeting, but the thunder was going and it was just a lot. It was just a lot. She would have an anxiety attack. She had to come sleep in the bed with me. She kicked my boyfriend out of the bed. And my boyfriend had to sleep on the couch. But also he was like, if the power goes out, I need to be up and wake everybody up. So yeah, it was crazy. But it's okay because our electric is still good. Our water's still good. All is well. Everybody was, you know, everything was great, cool. Everybody in the neighborhood had water and electric. But yeah, so, you know, it was crazy. And then in the morning, whenever we woke up, everything was frozen over. Like, people want to say, oh, well, Texas y'all are just being dramatic about the snowstorms and this and that. It's genuinely, we're not prepared for any of that. Like, just Texas in general, we're not prepared. Okay, hang on, guys. Okay, sorry about that. Which that'll be edited. Any hoosers. Losers. But yeah, so as much as people want to say, oh, well, Texas, y'all are just being so dramatic, this and that, it's just we're genuinely not like ready for any of that. We're not prepared for any of that. Just in general, Texas is a state, like, we don't have the salt trucks, we don't have anything like that. Okay, y'all. All right, I think y'all understand a little bit more. So let me go ahead and tell y'all about the 2021 snowstorm. Where people died. Yeah, people died, and it was so sad. It was just so sad. But yeah, no, so the 2021 storm, that was like in the beginning of everything. We had just gotten out of COVID. Not gotten out of COVID, but like things started opening up. Although things were still kind of like shut down, but things were still opening up. People were getting back to a somewhat normal routine. And then the 2021 storm came, completely knocked everybody off their feet. I didn't have water. I had electric, but no water. And I had to like go outside, scoop up snow from the ground. And now that time was snow rather than ice. And I had to like put it in the toilet. I had to like do all of that. And that was out, at least for me, for about 5 to 6 days. I know some areas in Texas it was longer. That just wasn't my personal experience. I can only speak from what I personally went through, because although that week was just havoc. It just wreaked havoc. Okay. And there's just so many different people's stories of what they went through. It was just Hot Mess Express. But yeah, and then I didn't have water all that time. So then my mom, she came and rescued me. She drove 30 minutes. Well, 30 minutes turned into an hour just because of the roads were so solid. And yeah, I was able to take a shower. She had water. She had electric. Oh my goodness. She cooked for me. I was able to take a shower. I don't know about y'all, but if y'all have never taken a shower, if y'all haven't, never. Oh, that's crazy. If y'all haven't taken a shower, I mean, you know what? Scratch that. I take a shower every day. And for me to not take a shower for like a day, two, three, four, I was itchy. I was disgusting. I stunk. You can only imagine. You can only imagine. Yo. So yeah, my mom, she rescued me and I had to stay the night in her house. All was well. But yeah, so since then, everybody's kind of like, whoa, 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 whoa. And nobody knew what to do. Nobody knew what to do in those situations or like during those freezes and stuff. And that's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah. But recently in, what was it, Frisco, I believe. Hang on one moment. In Frisco, this was updated 19 hours ago. A teen died because there were just some teenagers that were just over there in this like frozen winter wonderland, and they took their Jeep out. They had a sled on the back and they were pulling their friends, and all is well. They're all teenagers. I already said that. Done. And then they took a wrong turn. They flew off the sled, hit a tree. Somebody died. I'm telling you, things happen in a storm. But then again, we're from Texas. We don't know what to do. Like, we don't know how to act. So much so, even in the 2021 storm and all the other storms after that, like the ice storms, I walked to the store. I call, I make sure the stores are open. And I walked to the store in the snow, in the ice. Because it's not like, oh, nice soft little snow, like you see in other places up north that are just used to that. No, just like ice. It's rock solid underground, like on the ground. Oh my God, I'm so discombobulated. But yeah, so you know, all that was happening, but I've always just walked to the store. That's just always been normal. When I lived in Austin, there was a whole bunch of people that were just walking to the store. That's normal. But this year, I walked to the store and my boyfriend thought I was absolutely bonkers. How is that crazy? I walked to the store, all was well. I was complaining, he was complaining, but I was complaining too much because it was fun for me. It was fun. A little walk on your little steps for the day in the snow. Don't fall over. Don't fall. It's fun. But I'm telling you, people, these snowstorms are no joke. But yeah, isn't that crazy? I barely had water to flush my toilet in 2021. And I know for other people, it was a lot more crazy than that. I understand. And my heart goes out to all y'all that had to endure anything like that. People that don't have electric or water. My heart goes out because I hope it gets fixed ASAP. ASAP. But we are still in the midst of it. It's still ice outside. The sun is shining though. Kind of getting it nice and soft, but it's gonna freeze again tonight. It's gonna be reach below freezing. So, although it's not gonna sleet again, everything's gonna just freeze up again. I know. Tragedy. Tragedy. So, leading into the things I hate segment, I think that is what I hate. Whenever there's ice storm and you have no electric nor no water, even both of those things combined. Golly, I hate that. I hate that. Although we're not prepared, first few times that it snowed or that it's been freezing consecutively, we don't want to fix that. We don't want to fix that because people are dying out here in these streets. Not me thinking about those teens, but no, really though, people that are disabled that need electric or wa and water, you know. And for people to just not have that, my heart genuinely goes out. It's crazy. It's crazy out here. But yeah, I've been able to cook. I've been able to do everything. Today's the first day I've been doing laundry, and like, I'm a little nervous. I'm not gonna lie, I get a little scared. But it's okay. All is well. Pipes are all good. I hope everybody else out there is doing great. Seriously. But yeah, I think that's what I hate when people are left with no necessities that need necessities. Everybody needs necessities. But I'm just saying, you know, there are circumstances and with this ice storm. And then people have the audacity on TikTok to be like, well, it's not as bad as we thought, guys, right? Right? There are still wrecks and stuff that are happening out there. There's still, you know what I mean? And I feel like it would have been a lot less if we had a whole bunch of ice trucks and all that. So yeah, that's definitely what I hate. It is definitely what I hate, the ice storms. It'd be nice if it was snow. If it was like actual soft, nice snow, but just a lot. It'd be fun. Not bust your head, but you know what I mean. If you're not careful, could happen. Could happen. But yeah, y'all, I'm still discombobulated. But I made homemade pancakes today. Sorry, I didn't want to go too much into the things I hate just because this is a crazy tragedy. But anyways, yes, I made homemade pancakes today and they were really good. They were so good. So yummy. I think I'm gonna start making homemade pancakes instead of that box shit. For sure. I know this episode seemed a little rushed at the end, but I'm sorry. We're just going through this ice storm right now. Yeah, I hope all of y'all are doing well. I hope everything is I hope y'all are staying warm, safe, and all is well. But yeah, y'all can go ahead and find me at Alexa Bablexa on TikTok and Instagram. And then you can go ahead and find the 5150 podcast as well. There's a link on my Instagram. But it is a 51. It is 51.50 with Alexa on Instagram, as well as YouTube. The last episode was on YouTube, and it's the same thing on my YouTube. It is also, it's not 51.50, but it's 5150 with Alexa on YouTube. Yes. And this will also be uploaded onto the same channel. So yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I'm just very, very tired. Hope all is well. Please be safe out there. All right. Peace out, Girl Scout.